like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Sherlock Holmes. Not really. I'm Wayne Miller, pretending to be Sherlock Holmes, which brings up the whole movie today.
It's movie time. You're going to take us back.
In time for Holmes and Watson.
This new comedy starring Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. Who knows what it's about? It's a whole bunch of set pieces, right?
Set pieces, some hit, some definitely miss. It's a comedy. And a slapsticky comedy.
Yes, it is.
Too.
I guess that's a telling point, isn't it? One of the weaknesses that critics find in it is it doesn't really have any discernible plot.
It does have a theme. Sometimes it's okay to show your emotions. And it starts out as, you know, Holmes is a kid and he's bullied and they make fun of him and he started to cry and he says, no, I'm not going to cry anymore. And the one, he's a little boy and the tear's going down his face and he's struggling to retract that tear. So he's not going to show emotion and let himself be vulnerable anymore.
But that opening piece had its own ingenuity where the kid gets back at them using his brain.
Yes,
back at all the bullies.
Yes, and one by one, he says, little criminal acts that they've done there at the boarding school, I'm going to get you expelled. And you see the very stern schoolmaster expelling one kid after the other. And then he's, you know, he's by himself in the little playground. And then later on in class, as he challenges his teachers.
One of the important parts of this is how they interact with Queen Victoria. And one of the things that cracked me up was as Reilly expresses his love for the Queen, when she leaves, they both remark about how beautiful she is.
Yes, I know.
Another thing that worked for me was the interaction between John C. Reilly and Rebecca Hall playing the doctor.
Yes, the American doctor.
The American doctor, yeah.
And of course, as you had put it in your review, that no, there's no such thing as a woman doctor. Here's a real doctor, Dr. John Watson and everything. The best part of the movie for me was the American female doctor's assistant, Millicent, up until the end, was basically mute. She had been orphaned and raised by feral cats. And some of the best set pieces and comedy bits of the whole movie are Millicent. Like a very quick shot of her, and she's grooming herself like a cat. Some of the fleeting comic bits work much better than some of the set pieces.
Well, you're right, and I threatened to go back to listen for some of those. You're exactly right. They simply were toss-off lines.
Or a newspaper article. Comic bits in the background.
The film is contemporary in ways that purists detest.
Yeah.
When they pull out one of the caps that Holmes is trying, it says, make Britain great again.
Yes, yes. Some of the 1880s, 1890s, comedy type of bits that were parodies of what's going on now. When he's sending a telegraph and he's drunk.
Oh, taking their photograph, the selfie.
Yes, yes, the selfie with a huge box camera.
As they want to move to get better light.
Yes.
The camera bangs Victoria and she falls down. It is so stupid, I'm laughing.
Yes.
One of the historically lowest ratings on Rotten Tomatoes.
There's purists out there. They don't mind the humor in certain things dealing with Sherlock Holmes. Like, people like their Holmes.
Right.
And here, at least, John C. Reilly gets it as a Watson.
He plays him to the extent that Holmes looks even goofier than ever because Watson would appear to be the force behind in this movie.
Yes.
Almost as if he's the one.
Yes.
And I would imagine your purist would not like that at all.
No. A very humorous Mrs. Hudson.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Played by Kelly MacDonald, an excellent
actress. This year came out in Puzzle in a completely different role. This was directed by Ethan Coen.
Yes.
Not Ethan Coen.
But
Ethan. Yeah. But anyway, we're stuck with it.
Yes.
And Wayne Miller, the film is Holmes and Watson.
Yes.
What grade would you award it?
Well, I'm going to deduce what grade you gave it by the bee sting on your hand. That you've been tending your bees in Sussex County again. Therefore, DeSando.
Yes.
I think you awarded it a B.
I did.
I gave it a C. Give it a C plus because I've enjoyed talking about it.
All
discussing
right.
It with you. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.